Hey, good morning. Time for a check of sports here on Albert Lea Radio. From the Americana Insurance Press Box, I'm Aaron Warm. The Minnesota Twins got a solid start from rookie Griffin Jack as Minnesota beats a very good Houston team last night with a score of 5-3. Game two of their four-game series coming up tonight right here on KATE. Pre-game at 6:30. We'll have your first pitch at 7:10. Minnesota Vikings quarterback Kirk Cousins has been activated from the COVID-19 reserve list. Now he completed the NFL's required five-day quarantine for unvaccinated players deemed a high-risk close contact with an infected person. Now the Vikings also activated Nate Stanley. Now rookie Kellen Mond, he tested positive and remains on the reserve list away from the team. Well, Friday's U.S. medal grab at the Tokyo Games began with beach volleyball. Americans April Ross and Alex Kleinman, they beat an Australian duo 21-15, 21-16 for the championship. It was Ross's third medal in as many Olympics to go with the silver that she won in London and a bronze from Brazil. Now, Kleinman is a first-time Olympian. So again, April Ross, Alex Kleinman. They take the gold in beach volleyball. The U.S. women's basketball team, they are one win away from its seventh consecutive gold medal as they thump Serbia by 20, 79-59. Brittany Griner had 15 points and 12 rebounds for the Americans, who trailed 4-3 before going on a 20-4 run. The U.S. has won 54 consecutive Olympic games dating back to the 1992 semifinals in Barcelona. We have more Olympic notes coming up in just a moment. In baseball, Cole Hamels is reviving his major league career. The four-time All-Star has signed a one-year, $3.05 million contract with the Los Angeles Dodgers through the end of the season, adding more depth to a pitching staff that has been racked with injuries. Now, the left-hander will earn about $1 million from the deal signed with less than 2 months left in the season. There are $200,000 bonuses for each start and every relief appearance of 3 1/3 innings or more. That's up to a total of 15 each. Now, he agreed to accept an optional assignment to the minors, and the team agreed to recall him no later than September 2nd. Trevor Bauer's leave has been extended through August 13th. Now, Bauer was placed on 7 days paid leave on July 2nd under the Joint Domestic Violence, Sexual Assault, and Child Abuse Policy adopted by MLB and the Players Union back in 2015. MLB and the union have agreed to 4 extensions. Catcher Gary Sanchez became the latest Yankee to test positive for the coronavirus. Now, manager Aaron Boone said the positive result for Sanchez came from a rapid test, and the Yankees were awaiting the results of a PCR test. Now, starting pitchers Jordan Montgomery and Gerrit Cole were sidelined by COVID-19 earlier in the week. Former Major League All-Star and flamethrower J.R. Richard has died at the age of 71. Now, Richard spent 10 years with the Astros before his career was cut short by a stroke back in 1980. Now, he twice led the National League in strikeouts, was the league's ERA champ in 1979, and was 107-71 with a 3.15 earned run average. In the NBA, the New York Knicks have locked Julius Randle into an extension after he was named the NBA's most improved player. Now, a person with knowledge of the deal tells the Associated Press that the All-Star forward has agreed to a 4-year, $117 million, 4-year extension that takes effect following next season. The added years brings his contract total value to 5 years at $140 million. There was football last night. Yes. Football preseason. The Steelers followed a stumbling first half with a strong final 30 minutes. They beat the Dallas Cowboys in preseason football 16-3. Matthew Sexton's 36-yard punt return early in the third quarter jump-started the Steelers, and the Cowboys never challenged after that. Again, preseason football, the season is here. Pittsburgh beats Dallas 16-3. Roger Federer has pulled out of the upcoming hardcourt tournaments in Toronto and Cincinnati because of lingering issues with his surgically repaired knee. Now, the withdrawals announced Thursday shed doubt on his status for the U.S. Open, which begins on August 30th. And going back to the Olympics, just happened in the last hour, Gable Steveson, University of Minnesota wrestler, native of Apple Valley, he wins the gold. What a great matchup in the heavyweight. He was down late, 2 takedowns in the final 20 seconds. He comes back and wins 10-8. So congratulations, Gable Steveson, men's heavyweight gold medal winner at the Olympics. Again, the Twins and the Astros, game two of their four-game series coming up tonight here on KATE. Pre-game at 6:30, we'll have your first pitch at 7:10. And that's Checka Sports. Happy Friday to you and your family. From the Americana Insurance Press Box, I'm Aaron Worm.